It's Wednesday, February 15th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In the small village of Kubwa, India, Bartu Iran and his wife were told to deny Christ. When the Irans refused, they were forced to spend a cold winter night in a freezing pond from 5 p.m. to 10 a.m., with groups of villagers watching to ensure the couple did not leave the frigid water, reports Global Christian News. The couple's son, Beneswar, said, quote, "The villagers kept asking my father if he is ready to forsake Christ. He reiterated every time, quote, I will not deny Christ. I will continue to believe till my last breath," unquote. The elder Irwan fell ill after the freezing water caused nerve damage and later died. Beneswar attempted to bury his father, but villagers stood around the body with wooden sticks and were ready to attack anyone who attempted to bury him. A Dutch doctor carrying out a lethal injection on an elderly female Alzheimer's patient ordered her family to restrain her when she resisted, creating what even euthanasia advocates called a, quote, horrible picture, unquote, reports the National Catholic Register. Although she never verbally requested to die, her husband and doctor made the decision for her, and the doctor ordered a sleeping drug, Dormicum, concealed in her coffee, quote, which she was not told about because she would have objected, unquote. The case in Amsterdam is one of several similar instances of resistance, including, quote, a sex abuse victim in her 20s, a 41-year-old alcoholic, a woman with ringing in her ears, and now an Alzheimer's patient, unquote. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigned Monday night after conceding that he gave, quote, incomplete information, unquote, about whether he discussed sanctions with Russia's ambassador to Vice President Mike Pence. Such conversations would breach diplomatic protocol and possibly violate the Logan Act, a law aimed at keeping private citizens from conducting U.S. diplomacy, reports Fox News. The president, after accepting Flynn's resignation overnight, tweeted yesterday morning that, quote, "The real story here is why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington," unquote. Common sense has returned to the Justice Department. Under the leadership of the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, our government will no longer defend President Obama's order that public schools allow boys who say they are girls into girls' restrooms and showers, reports WorldNetDaily.com. In Palatine, Illinois, where girls were so afraid to change in the locker room that they wore their gym clothes under their school clothes, the Trump administration's move is a positive step, said Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. He noted that, quote, "No child's innocence should be sacrificed on the altar of political correctness," unquote. Genesis 5:2 says, "God created them male and female and blessed them." Jonathan Brown, a Georgetown University professor who teaches about Islamic civilization, gave a bizarre and disturbing lecture questioning why anyone agonizes over the morality of slavery, reports WorldNetDaily.com.
Slavery cannot just be treated as a moral evil in and of itself, because slavery doesn't mean anything. The moral evil is extreme forms of deprivation of rights and extreme forms of control and extreme forms of exploitation. I don't think it's morally evil to own somebody, because we own lots of people all around us, and we're owned by people.
Brown addressed the International Institute for Islamic Thought, an organization with suspected ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Jim Rogers, an American businessman who made his name in the 1970s after founding a top-performing fund with George Soros, has prophesied the death of cash and total government control of spending, reports the Macro Voices podcast. Rogers noted that, quote, "The Indians recently withdrew 86% of the currency in circulation, and they have now made it illegal to spend more than $4,000 in any cash transaction. In France, you cannot use more than $1,000. Governments love it. Then they control you," unquote. According to Wallet Hub, Detroit is the unhealthiest city in America, and San Francisco is the healthiest in a study of the country's 150 most populated cities. To reach their findings, Wallet Hub graded each city using 34 categories split among four groups: healthcare, food, fitness, and green space. Since participating in sexually perverted behavior, which leads to illness and premature death, was not on the politically correct list of categories, San Francisco's first place finish appears dubious. Romans 1:26-27 says, "For their women exchange natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women, and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error." Perhaps President Trump wishes he could still host NBC's Celebrity Apprentice, since the franchise's finale with Arnold Schwarzenegger was dead last among the big four networks. NBC might be telling Schwarzenegger,
"Hasta la vista, baby."
And that's The World View on this Wednesday, February 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.